record.
Welcome to the Joe Mexico Radio Podcast, motherfucking.
That's a lot of dead air, Jack. You just gave up. Why did you just
give up
in the middle of it?
No, I was waiting for you to jump in for
the
goddamn...
I was taking a fucking drink. You see me. You literally have eyes. I know the people can't see me, but you can.
Yeah, I'm coming in. Perfect.
You're coming in.
As usual. Huh?
Fucking blowing up the speaker, dude. With your loud fucking voice.
I'm surprised you're... Oh, the end game. The end game.
Let's give end game spoilers
fucking...
right now.
Go ahead. I'm all game. I don't give a fuck, dude.
First one.
Shoot.
Hulk gives Black Widow the fucking hammer.
The dick?
Yeah, dude.
Finally.
Fuck it, as the Hulk.
Have to. Painal. Fucking painal to the extreme.
She was into it.
That's not possible.
Oh, yeah.
That's not possible.
How do you think it's not possible? His gamma ray penis.
I've seen fucking videos of chicks, like, going raw on road cones. Shoving road cones.
Well, I mean...
You can't be into it for that long.
I'm not saying I'm looking, but I don't see a dick print.
Physically.
I don't see a dick print on old Papa Hulk. He might just be packing his normal peen.
Yeah.
But what I'm really worried about... is that when he kind of came inside of her, if she's going to get cancer now, because all the radioactivity shit, you know?
But it obviously overwhelms everything. It doesn't matter.
She's
going to
die, dude. The next one's going to be about her getting ovarian cancer.
It's called end game.
Yeah, that's end game. The end game is fucking Black Widow getting ovarian cancer and fucking dying.
That's, oh, God.
Yeah, thanks, Disney.
Cue the fucking violins.
The dude of walking Fukushima.
She looks all fucking... She has, like, a bunch of dark circles under her eyes and shit.
You're like, what is going on with you lately, man? Like, I don't know. I haven't felt so great.
That they would really... Like... They would... okay. They would say, like, you know, the Hulk... They got to change the whole rest of the... They got to fucking go back and change... what's his name? What's the original Hulk?
Banner?
No, yeah, Bruce Banner. Yeah, they got to turn him black. For sure. Yep, they got to turn him fucking straight up African. And then have him fuck Black Widow, right? So she'd be a Black Widow.
Because he would die?
No, he'd
have to die for her to be a Black Widow.
Yes, which he does. Because he's...
Or a single mom.
Huh? That'd be even more impressive right there. Single mom widow.
Yeah.
Strong-ass woman right there.
No, she'll die from the ovarian cancer before anything can happen.
Damn, strong black-ass single mom fucking ovarian cancer. I'm going to vote for her, God damn it.
She's done. She's cooked.
Huh?
She's cooked, dude.
Are you doing spoilers again?
Yeah, there's way more. I got way more.
Shouldn't people just fucking watch the... I think people should just watch the fucking movie then.
Like, well, one more. So,
I haven't seen this shit. You can't spoil anything for me in life. You could tell me all about it, and I would be like, oh, shit, that is cool.
Like, you could, you know, I mean, sure, there's something to probably spoil the dinner.
What do you mean?
I don't know. What grosses you out? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
What grosses me out? Oh, boy. That's a long, long list. That's not my jobs. That grosses me out. I don't like that shit. What else?
Well, like your friend sending you a text message that his kids hate you.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's a spoiler.
Yeah.
Spoiler
that doesn't
alert.
Gross me out, though.
Spoiler
that
alert.
Doesn't gross me out one bit.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to own that fucking badge for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. I want that I'm the new sheriff in town. Kids hate me. I've fucking been trying to get kids to hate me for a long fucking time, so they'll leave me alone.
I mean, we could always, like, you know, you could always make, like, you know, you could be a villain on a cartoon show or something, like a Kids Network show or something, you know?
It involved kids, and I'm out. Immediately.
Well, it would be natural. They'd be naturally repulsed by you.
Yes, it would probably be my twisted fucking fate.
You'd show up drunk with your...
Of course I'm going to show up drunk.
Pilly fucking...
There's no
Carhartt hat.
No way that I would show up sober.
Yeah, and just be like, "Ah, kids, get the fuck out of here." And I'm like, dude, that guy sucks.
Yeah. Yep. Get him out of here. Exactly. Exactly what I want to have happen. Mm-hmm. That'd be fucking amazing,
dude. It would be you'd just be the best villain to show up like on fucking like Captain Kangaroo or something,
or
be like Oscar the Grouch.
That worse though,
but less
worse.
Lovable.
Oscar never stuck up for himself. The guy had fucking no social skills that were able to actually translate, like, "Oscar, why are you so grouchy?" Like, "Well, I live in a gas..." You know.
No, that's the classic.
That's funny.
Yeah.
If he was really good at it, he'd be like, "I fucking hate you all. You need to get the fuck out of here. Fuck you all. I'm going to fucking stab you.
My life is in shambles because of you."
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Oh, dude, I'd pull it off 100% of getting rid of kids. 100%. I would be literally, I wouldn't shower for a couple of days.
I don't know if that would repulse. I mean,
look, I would demean myself just to repulse children.
I mean, clearly, Gacy didn't have a problem getting kids, and he was the worst thing for kids ever.
But he wanted kids. Mm. He wanted to kill, and he wanted them around.
That's true.
I don't. So there's a big difference there. It's like, I can fucking...
I think the number one thing you could be is just boring.
For kids?
Yeah.
Fuck that, dude. Then they start ripping apart the walls.
You're an asshole. They
want
to figure you out, I feel like. But if you're boring, they'll just be like, "Dude, I don't want to go there. Please don't let me go there. I don't want to be around that guy. He's fucking boring."
Why? Why are they like... I was that guy. I never wanted to be around an asshole. I guess so. I was kind of curious about him. Mm. It's like, why is nobody ever talking to the asshole guy? You know? He's tapping his foot with his fucking...
Oh, it's definitely
you know,
more talking
Bush
to him.
Light in the corner and shit. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck am I doing here, brah? Yeah.
I think boring's worse than mean. For sure.
That's what I was talking about. I'm turning into everything.
They watch too many fucking kid shows and cartoons that are like, the mean guy's mean because of shit that happened in his life. And then
they
want to heal you.
Repair me.
Yeah, they're trying to repair you. Nah, if you're fucking boring, they're just like, "Oh, he's just fucking boring. He's harmless, but he's fucking boring."
God damn it. Now here we reach the pinnacle where it's like, I got to fucking be...
You have them come over. They're watching.
It's a big breakthrough right here.
You have kids come over, they're watching fucking... I've seen it, Jack.
I'm going to have to be nice to kids.
They spend the night, and they'll... No, you ain't got to be nice. You just got to be boring.
No. Nice and boring. They'll leave me alone.
I ask them about school a lot.
Ah, beautiful. That is a... That is a nice... There's a nice laundry list that we can go down, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. How is school going? Let me try this out.
When they come
How
over,
is school going?
When
you who
come
do you
over,
like better, your mom or your dad? No,
if
that's
you know
not
kids
a good
are coming
ask.
Over, if kids are coming over, you hide all TVs. You remove all internet.
What
anything.
The fuck do you mean you hide all TVs?
Just hide the TVs and just be like, "What do you? What's there to do?" Would you like to work on this table with me? Something like that. You know what I mean? Not even, no. Don't say work on a table because some kids might get excited about that. They want to use tools and shit. Just be like, "Well, I really need to wash the floors if you'd like to help."
Absolutely. They fucking scatter immediately.
Yeah, they're going to be like, "Fuck this. This is a fucking, this is the worst."
They also setup. Go. And do some other fucked up
shit. Make them sit there. Dude, they gotta watch, like, baseball. Kids fucking hate baseball. There's not a kid alive that really likes watching baseball. Like playing it, but they don't like watching
Jackson
it.
Likes it. He likes watching like, ball? He fucking hates playing it.
Yeah, but...
Of course, he's my kid, so yeah. It's like, it's different.
You were shoving him being a pitcher down his throat for a long time.
I wanted him to be a switch pitcher so bad, but now he likes, you know...
Dancing.
Yeah. But you get what you get.
Yep, you don't throw a fit.
Mm-mm. Nope. You just deal with it.
It works out in the end.
Yeah. Yeah. That's... That's an interesting conundrum I got going on there.
What?
That I can't, I don't know why my kid likes me. You know, I'm pretty fucking mean to him.
I don't know why I like you.
Yeah, I'm pretty mean to you, too.
You're pretty mean to everybody you love except Sarah.
I love her. She's great.
Sarah's pretty much the only person that gets a pass.
Until she... crosses me again.
Again.
For the 19th time.
Oh, God, Jay. Until, you kind of sound like a fool right there.
Yeah. Absolutely, I know. I'm humbled now, bitch. I'm fucking super humbled.
He's like everybody that didn't cross him, he's like, I love him. I fuck them fucking dickheads.
It's like I got some great fucking plan for the world, and everybody has to do everything my way.
You're a fucking...
And that's the way it's going to go. Otherwise, fuck off.
You're a masochist, man.
I don't even know what that means.
You like pain.
Huh?
You like pain.
I feel comfortable in it.
Yeah.
God damn it. This is not going to go to, like, a philosophy podcast at all.
Yeah, this is a therapy session with TJ and Jack.
Fine, go Jack's ahead. Let's couch. Go into this
Jack's
shit.
Jack's on the couch.
You're actually fucking kind of right on that shit. I tell fucking Sarah that shit all the time, dude. It's like, dude, if shit ain't fucked up, I feel uncomfortable. Like
Endgame spoiler.
Like, here, shut the fuck up. Is that true?
No, I'm just talking shit. Jesus Christ, Jack.
They all go to the fucking...
therapy at the end. That's how it ends up. Because after Black Widow dies of ovarian cancer, they got to talk it out, dude. You see how much shit they've been through?
How was Black Widow not black? I don't get that shit.
Because it's not about that.
What do you mean? The fucking skin color?
Because it's the idea of like the Black Widow's fucking eat
a
nails.
Spider.
They eat the males.
They're
with
fucking
them eat
black.
The males. Yes.
With a little red dot on them.
They eat the males after sex. So?
She's a whore.
It's supposed to be like she's beautiful.
And I can't.
She's seductive, but she's fucking dangerous.
Yeah.
That's the whole idea of it, Jack. Jesus Christ, it's not that hard.
She's like a Hollywood 7.
Who? Scarlett Johansson?
Sure.
Fuck, she's a smoke show, man.
Well, obviously, you haven't seen too many movies.
You know what she kind of looks like, though, in the face? I kind of realized that. This person looks like Scarlett Johansson in the face. Andrew's girlfriend, or fiance, or whatever they are. I was like, she kind of looks like fucking her in the face a little bit.
You know who else is good looking?
Who?
Goddamn fucking grown-up Shirley Temple.
Nah, I never seen that one.
Yeah, you never will. You want to know why?
Well, she died before she...
No, dude, she fucking lived a normal life after the fucking Shirley Temple shit.
Yeah.
She lived a fucking...
After making a fantastic drink, she moved on.
Yeah. And no, she went... I think she went into the army, and then after that shit, she just lived off of whatever the fuck. Like, she just lived normal.
Betty White was a smoke show when she was young, too.
Hot as fuck. Now, that doesn't carry over to, like, other people.
Like who?
Anybody that's fucking old. And you see them, and it's like, oh, you were good looking back in the day. It's like, no, you were just young. That's it. You were just young.
I mean, Sophia Loren, she aged very well.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
There's one other chick that aged. There's a couple old chicks that age very well. Yeah, you don't know anything, Jack, because
Asians
aged aged.
Agents?
Agents?
Is that what you said?
Did you mix Asians with agents?
Yes. Agents?
You really worried about China that much, huh? No, I said aging.
Aging. Oh,
Jesus fucking Christ. Even your shitty phone picked that up properly.
Probably fucking ciphered through it and...
It's probably rolling. Your AI that is developing in your phone right now is rolling its fucking eyes. It's like I'm attached to an idiot that can't hear.
You know what? Joke's on you. I got AI in my head.
The basketball player?
Nope. Artificial intelligence going on in my fucking mind. I know more than I fucking think.
It's all made up.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? That's artificial.
It's artificial. It's made up. It's just made up.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm making this up as I go, man. Fucking Christ.
I fucking know it.
You know it? Know what?
Artificial intelligence.
Jack's got artificial intelligence in his head.
Careful with that fridge. It's made out of concrete.
What's that? Some sparkling water?
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
It's a cocktail.
Cocktail.
Drinking my dinner tonight. Jack does all the time.
So.
I usually do when I come over.
But
I go home and just go to sleep.
Bring me back to my serious depression here.
Mm.
Beating me down.
Mm-hmm.
Because of my habit. My problem. Which is, everyone is stupid around me constantly.
Everybody, right?
Almost. Almost. There's a few good ones out there. There is. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I'm in awe of being around such an intellectual like you.
Shut the fuck up. Let me
speak
about this.
Just being
around. There's a guy that I work with. He does an eye roll. I like that. Doesn't know eye rolls. It's beautiful. It's great. Puts up with a bunch of bullshit, but also not a bitch. No eye roll. Focused. I would say he's woke. He is woke as fuck.
To what?
Huh?
To what?
Well, how much eye rolls can you fucking give to get out of shit? A whole bunch of shit. You could just eye roll your way out of fucking damn near anything. Mm. Where it's like, you know, roll your, make that noise, and fucking eye roll your way out of it. And then you're done. It's great. You're already fucking labeled as a...
That usually starts arguments.
No. Not if you're not an eye roller. I am not an eye roller.
I roll my eyes on a lot of shit.
Huh?
I roll my eyes on a lot of shit.
Like, yeah, you do.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yes. You're doing it right now.
Yeah, I just did it. Fuck out of here.
Yeah. Get down to the point and make something happen. Like the end game.
Spoiler alert.
That's what happened.
It really came down to eye rollers versus non-eye rollers. That's what it was about.
It was just, I haven't seen the film yet, but...
No. At this point in time, most people haven't.
Did it still call it a film? Or is it a movie?
That's whatever you want to call it. It can be whatever you want to call it. You call it a film, you call it a movie. It doesn't fucking matter. It's up to you.
Is it called a movie because of, like, the talkies? Remember the talkies?
Yeah. That's what they used to call movies, isn't it?
Huh?
That's what they used to call movies, right? In the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't, yeah.
And then movies, it's like, oh, there's actually people
moving. Like a
moving picture?
Yeah, moving picture.
Talkies were, like, just still frames with, like, oh, well, I'll fucking go ahead and bash her head in with a broomstick.
Mm.
A fucking...
What? You watching snuff talkies?
Yes. Yes.
So after I've made love to her anus, I'm going to bash her head in.
You know what sucks, dude? I go back to, like, my favorite websites that I used to visit as a child. They're all, like, shut down. They're all shitty, though.
They were shitty back then. It just, that was the best they had at the moment.
I mean, like weird shit, you know? Like, E fucked. Mm. It's like, you're trying.
Jack, it makes me so sad.
Why?
That you reminisce on your youth using a computer.
No, never. Never, 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 never. How are you supposed to reminisce on the youth? You don't want to go fishing. You don't want to do anything.
Who, me?
Yeah. All you want to do is go out to movies by yourself. How am I the pathetic one?
Jack, I mean, I'm pathetic, but you don't admit you're pathetic.
Never.
Never.
That's not what I sound like.
Yeah, you do.
No. Mm-hmm. Morgan, I...
No, I love going to movies by myself. It makes the most sense. It's the most sensible thing to do by yourself. 100%. Other than masturbate.
Yeah. Yeah, so that one going.
I mean, I'm just getting out of the way because you think like a 5-year-old. You think like a 5-year-old, so I had to get it out of the way. But, no.
5-year-olds usually
don't
masturbate.
You don't go to a fucking movie. You don't go to a fucking movie and think, you know, I want to talk to somebody. I need somebody there with me.
Back this motherfucker up. Excuse me. The first time that you masturbated when you were 5 years, you were 5 years old?
Oh, for sure. I was humping teddy bears. For sure.
Are you serious?
For sure.
Damn.
I was getting a hard on as long as I can remember.
Damn, I was in fourth grade, dude.
Oh, I remember masturbating. I was just thinking about this the other day. And I didn't understand end game. Because I didn't know what cum was. And I was like,
I'm like,
what is the point of this? Like, I'm doing it. Like, I was like, you know, I was horny as fuck. And my hormones were starting to pick up, you know. I'm jerking off, watching fucking videos on MTV, getting fucking, you know, being a kid. And this was like fourth or fifth grade. And I just remember like jerking off. I'm like, what is that game? What is the... I don't get it. Like, people have sex. Like, what do they know when it's done? I didn't get it. And then... Then one day I was jerking off after watching Sex in the City. And
that show came out like in 2010.
What?
It's pretty new.
Isn't Sex in the City? No.
Not 2010, but you get my reference.
No. I don't get your reference because it came out in like the 90s, late 90s.
Sex in the City?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Dude, it was like 90. I think I came.
Wait, was that like an HBO thing?
Yeah, I came in like 6th or 7th grade, like when I first came. I remember I was thinking about two girls from school watching me jerk off. That's what I was thinking about in my head.
Okay.
I was already a pervert by that time. I should have fucking known.
Oh, the CFMN?
I don't know what that is. Is that like femdom?
It's like what Louis C.K. does.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, that's
CFMN? Something like that.
Yeah. I did that shit last night.
You jerked off in front of a chick?
Yeah. She was fucking with herself, too.
Oh.
That came on her face.
Wonderful.
It was a nice experience.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. Why do you think I'm going to make that up out of nowhere? No, for real.
Oh, well, good for you, then.
Yeah.
No, was it in a hotel?
It was at her house.
Oh, all right. Cool. Moving on. Endgame trailer.
Endgame. So that's when I figured out the endgame. And then, endgame. What else? I mean, shit, dude. The movie was fantastic. It brought it all together. You know? They had a big... Like, an orgy is the only thing that could have made it better.
Ugh.
Like a bloodlust after, like... Good bloodlust. You know?
You're fucking... The way that you're smoking your cigarette after you say that shit is so fucking weird to me. You're fucking disgusting. You're a horrible fucking human being, and you know it, and you're just admitting it. You're just living with it. The way that you're fucking... Jesus Christ, man.
You know, like the fucking Romans did, you know, or something.
No, not like the Romans fucking did. You don't know what the fucking Romans did.
I'm pretty sure the Spartans did that.
If anybody is still listening now, it's the most...
25 minutes in.
It's the most fucking way to smoke a cigarette, like, just puff, like...
I wish... I need you to...
I fucking been there, man.
Like I was reminiscing...
Yeah.
Without the internet, Jack.
Ah. Get off the internet. Nothing, I gotta go pee.
Nothing like having sex after a good battle.
Go ahead and just rant off and do whatever. I gotta go pee.
So here's some more Endgame spoilers.
Dude, get off the Endgame.
Captain America. Out of pure patriotism. Removes... the American flag from his shield. And becomes Captain People. It was the most beautiful PC move I've ever seen done. He was doing it for all of us. He was making sure that all of us were included. That all of us were equal. And all of us were represented. He knew what he was doing. So when he removed that flag, I'm telling you, man. He threw the fucking shield harder at that point, too. I think the paint, you know, took some weight off. So he was able to whip it harder. So that worked out in two different ways, you know what I mean? You know? I mean, he could have went commie. That would have been all bad. And then he shouted out Bernie Sanders before he killed Thanos. With a... hard blow from the shield to his head. It was great.
You dumb fuck. The goddamn Chris Evans is opening up a... He's making a neutral website for fucking... political news. You dumb fuck. Jesus Christ. How are you not... Oh, God. How are you not woke?
I didn't write the fucking movie, dude. I didn't write the movie.
But this is even in the fuck... Oh, jeez. We're going to make neutral news.
This is a spoiler, Jack.
He took off the fucking... Took off the goddamn...
To be neutral.
It wasn't even an American flag. It was just a star with the red, white, and blue. It could have been goddamn Cuba for all
it
you
It represents
know.
Hate.
Cuba does?
I mean, it could have been. It could have been Captain Puerto Rico. You know, fuck, you
Puerto
know,
no. Rico, I'm sorry.
No, Cuba's got the same thing.
Sorry. Oh, well, I'm sorry again. I fucking withdraw my statement.
Yeah, because you don't know anything. You're uncultured.
Mm-mm.
You never even had
no.
a... No! You never
how
even
much,
had a... You never
how
even
many
had,
fucking times are I going to tell you I'm woke as fuck?
Jack, you've never even had a roast con pollo. You don't even know what's going on.
Food? Yeah. Food is what you go to? That's how I know you're struggling with the argument. How? You're struggling.
I'm not struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Struggled like
he did. Because you always go back to what you know, and then it's
struggled
like
he did with Ooh. With holding
Who's he?
And lifting up hatred.
And to see the movie.
Yeah, and I'm telling you what's going on. Captain America had enough. He's seen what happened.
Yeah, and
he
shouted
was like
out Bernie Sanders and
he shot
fucking
him, yeah.
Yeah.
He became the president at the end when the smoke cleared.
And then everything was good.
Yeah, and he was like, we're going to rebuild.
And that's you know? The end game.
So that was the end game.
And then
Disney had it fucking right on the mark, man.
Yeah, and then no more movies were made after that. Yeah,
they couldn't afford
I'm,
it.
I'm pretty on board with that one.
Well, AOC is going to be the next. She was at the end of the credits. She's going to be the next champion for the people.
She's a good looking chick.
Dude, she's going to fucking stop fucking Thanos Jr.
There's a junior?
Hey, you think he was fucking? All that conquest? All that bloodlust? Who the fuck? I don't know. I don't know.
Some random. Anybody that guy would fuck.
Lady Death, man. He loves Lady Death. Everybody knows that.
Not everybody knows that shit. But
I know it.
Okay, fine. Fair enough.
And everybody should know it. He loved Lady Death.
Fucks Hillary Clinton.
But she's going to claim it's Deadpool's kid.
I like where we're going with this. This is like child support court arguments.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what's the end
game? Thanos wants to see his kid. And now he's getting... because they've taken the Infinity Gauntlet. Now they have the Infinity Gauntlet. He's trying to get it back so he can snap his fingers and get his kid.
Mm-hmm. And all his child support payments back.
Oh yeah, he's gonna wipe those clear. That's for anybody. That even snap. He might not even snap for his kid. He might just snap for the child support payment. It's like, fuck that.
Checking out his fucking phone. Like, yep, my bank statement is fucking. You know,
he's good, dude. I'm
doing good. Doing good.
I don't know how he afforded all that shit. I mean, thinking about the army and all the generals he had to pay and shit, and how they. I love a cause as much as anybody else, but I gotta get paid, man.
Yeah, well,
you know, you got to feed the troops, otherwise they're going to start fucking dipping.
What if you just go off of food? Okay, DJ, here's a revolutionary idea for you. How about this? No pun I'm going to start a revolutionary war, okay? In America. Okay. And assuming, like, America is, like, super fucking crumbling and shit like that.
Thanos took over, yeah.
Here's what you have for lunch. I would say lunch, maybe dinner. Harold's Chicken.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? And you're going to get put up in, like, the best double wide that you can fucking find. Okay. You know?
I like where you're going.
Yeah. And there's going to be, I'm trying to think of, I don't know.
What's the end game, Jack?
Big titty fucking black bitches coming to rub your fucking feet.
First of all, you know I don't like big titties. It's not about big titties for me.
Okay, small titty.
Big booties. Oh, God, those are the best.
Okay, big booty, gorgeous black women coming to rub your feet.
I don't want my feet rubbed. I just want
to. You're so fucking picky.
I just want a good conversation.
Okay, good conversation with a big booty, nice black chick. Naked. How about that?
Naked, yeah.
Okay, naked. Just walks around naked. That's part of the deal. She's with the revolution. She's like, I got to do my part. You got to do your part, too.
Mm.
All right?
Okay.
So you get that chicken, right? In the morning.
I'd be fucking dead.
You said you don't eat breakfast.
I would be dead in no time.
Would you die happy for the cause?
I don't think I'd die happy. I think I'd die from diabetic shock, and it wouldn't be fucking very fun.
Oh, never mind. Okay, all right, let's see. Let's get a skinny white chick with a that's like trying to make you go straight vegan. That's and you... You get shocked into your body not having fat and sugar poured into it constantly.
Sugar? I don't get too much sugar. I'm not a sugar person.
Okay, all right. God damn it, you are a fucking tough one to join the revolutionary army.
You're picking the locks, man. You're getting some of the combination, but
we'll starve you out.
You're missing the fucking.
We will starve you out.
All right, Pol Pot.
We will fuck. No, I mean, like, you'll eventually be like, fuck yeah. Dude, this sounds fantastic. Something like that. What do you want? A roller coaster?
I just don't want anything.
What do you mean you don't want anything?
I don't need them to give me anything.
You need something.
I need to be left the fuck alone.
Mm-mm. Not during the revolution.
As long as I can give Endgame spoilers and live my life like I do.
You will join the revolution.
No, I don't want to join the revolution.
Yes, you will. Yes, nailed it.
It's too much work. It's too much work. It's too much work.
You need a fucking screen set. Jack,
I'm lazy. I don't even want to do a relationship. Why would I want to fucking commit myself to something else that's even bigger than a relationship?
It's a mental revolution.
Oh, God. I don't need a mental revolution. I need to be just, I need to, like, I'm going to shut the fuck up. I get enough Bernie Sanders text messages on my phone. I don't need fucking. That's already fucking obnoxious.
Really? Enough. I want more of them.
All the time. They're like, TJ, are you going to show up? Are you going to be there?
Yeah.
Like, fucking, dude, no. I got to work. I got shit I got to do. I'm tired.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, dude, no, I'm not going to be anywhere. I'm going to be probably at work, and if I'm not there, I'll probably be at home, laying on my couch, watching YouTube. You know, smoking Newport Lights.
You like the Newport Lights.
I don't like them. I tolerate them.
No, okay.
It's like having a fucked up kid.
Or a hemorrhoid.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's a condition, I guess. It's more of a condition.
So it's having a kid.
I don't know. I don't have a kid.
Yeah, it's a condition. 100%. It's overrated.
I fuck girls that like abortions. So
that's hot. That's
turns me on.
Does it?
A little bit.
A little scraped up fucking cervix.
just got a fucking
uterus. Just all
fucking stick blender put in there.
Yeah.
Yikes. It's like, yeah, you know, mashed potatoes.
Stick a turkey baster in that bitch and see what comes out. It's probably gonna look like pink goo.
It looks like poi.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Why don't you just fuck
shout out to all the Hawaiians. Know about that one.
What's poi?
It's like some, I think it's a root vegetable or something. I don't know. But it's like this, like, pink, strawberry-colored, like, mush that they eat with, like, a lot of their food.
That sounds disgusting.
It's called poi. I don't know. It doesn't taste like anything, I guess. I don't know.
Isn't that what they call each other? Like, yeah, poi.
No, they go brah.
Huh?
Brah.
Huh?
You know what the fuck I said. Don't fucking look at me like that.
Brah?
Yeah.
Brah?
That's like a big thing in Hawaii.
Oh, everybody's
like,
B-R-H.
Yep. Brah.
Brah.
Hey, brah. That's what I always heard when I listened to the Hawaiian talk, but I don't know. We'd have to bring in Hawaiian Sam for more clarification on that.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good. Again, I'm trying to get rid of people.
We got rid of the kids already. You did a good job with that one.
Which ones?
Ian's kids.
You think so?
Yeah, probably not.
No.
Because it's not their choice if they come over here or not.
No, it isn't. No, it is not.
They just roll up, Papa.
Unfortunately, that's true.
But,
go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
I had nothing. I was just trying to get off that fucking topic.
Go ahead.
I'm going to get on
that. Get it off your chest.
Get what off my chest? The weight?
The weight off
the
your
physical
chest.
Weight?
Do you have weight on your chest?
Yeah, I have fucking fat. I have titties, Jack. I want to get rid of them.
Wait, does that make it, like, harder to breathe?
I'd imagine.
What do you mean, you imagine?
Dude, weight doesn't...
You said you have titties, so, like...
Yeah, I do. They're fucking terrible.
I've been doing, like, the most lame-ass fucking workout routine in the morning.
What's that?
Dude, I couldn't do 10 sit-ups. I was telling you about this the other day. It was like,
you wouldn't survive Endgame.
Huh?
You wouldn't have survived Endgame.
No, probably not.
I wouldn't either, though. So I'm not going to toot my own horn.
You know? I feel good now. I'm up to 30 sit-ups.
Would you have been okay if you would have been one of the people that disappeared during the snap?
What snap?
Thanos snap.
Would I be okay with, like, going away?
Yeah.
No,
I wish he would have did it to, like, one of those old Atlanta songs, though.
Where?
Like those old Atlanta songs, like, you know, when they were doing that whole dance and shit. Like, if you would have been like, snap your fingers. You could do it all by yourself.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
To the, Oh, the music in the background.
Yeah, like, what if he would have been, like, cocky about it? And been,
the
like,
music in the background.
And then, like, did, been... yeah, like, he was, like, cocky. He was, like, hit the snap.
Did the Charleston fucking...
Like, so he probably plays some jazz. He's, like...
No, fuck that. Macarena, dude. All the way.
But Macarena doesn't have a snap in it.
Hey, Macarena.
There's no snap in it. No, they do a hop.
What?
At that point. At that point in the Macarena, they do a hop. That's not a part of that Macarena. There's no snap in the Macarena.
What about the Whisper song?
Yeah, there's a snap. I mean, like the doom, 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 doom. Doom, doom, doom. Dude, yeah, he could have definitely did that. He'd be like,
fuck yeah.
And like, dude, he said, wait till you see my dick. And then just, boom. Half the fucking universe gone.
I like that.
That he definitely would have showed his dick then.
The yin yang. The yin yang Thanos.
Yin yang. Dude, it would have been over. Oh.
Yin yang Thanos fucking doing that. It would have been fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till you see my dick.
Yeah. That's it. Everybody's out of here, fucking Spider-Man. Boom, 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 boom. He's out of there.
Yeah. Yeah. It would have been a lot better, but, you know.
They weren't thinking.
Hindsight, clearly not.
Right. Yeah, I don't think they were thinking well enough. You know?
What? No, they're creators. That's what has to be done, TJ.
And destroyers are my dreams.
What do you want to see happen?
I want my version of Endgame to come true.
Oh, so the movie sucked. God damn it.
Yeah. I mean, we can't all get what we want.
Yes. Yes, you can.
No. No, you don't.
If you work hard...
You can get the best version of what you want. You're not going to get what you want. Nor should you get what you want.
You socialist bitch. Look, I'm going to fucking get what I want. I'm pretty fucking happy right now.
I'm pretty sure, Jack, if you would have got everything you fucking wanted, you might not be happy.
Dude, there was some fucking Mexican dude I was talking to. He was like... He was talking about, like, oh, man, that chick over there. I work with him. And he was like, I was like, don't try to fuck the co-workers. Like, it doesn't usually work out too well for the co-workers trying to fuck each other. Like, somebody's going to raise a flag eventually. And, I was like, here's my best advice to you is, like, when you get out of work, just lower your standards and just deal with it. And I think you should be all right. You know, bust that one off and just leave the co-workers alone. They have... they got, well, they're co-workers. My philosophy is, you don't shit where you eat, so don't do that. Or don't come where you eat. It's one of those things. I think both of them are the same.
I'm going to call bullshit. Because there's actually statistics behind that, actually, that's where most people fucking meet at nowadays, in relationships.
Bullshit.
For sure.
Okay, nope, let's analyze this shit.
Analyze it there. But he wanted to analyze that girl.
Don't come where you eat.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
You were just telling me the other day, like, you despise, like, eating in bed.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't come where you eat.
Yeah, that's true. I mean...
You jerk off in the kitchen?
Oh, you taking a... I know somebody who did. You whip it up a fresh batch. Forgot about that one for a second.
Okay, that stuck with you forever.
Yeah, forever.
That's fine.
That's all a scene, right. Man. That is a fucking scene.
Indeedy.
I mean,
I was not there.
I've never fucked a coworker ever.
I did. I had a baby with her.
He worked at a fucking pizza place. Who cares? Let's toss it up. I tried to fuck multiple coworkers, especially at jobs that are throwaways like that. I was like, oh, fuck. I don't give a shit. I gotta quit. Oh, well.
DJ worked at a trucking company. And then, didn't you load like 7-Up and shit like that?
Yeah, that place was terrible.
Yep, you tried to fuck all them guys.
Like, dude, meet me behind the Yoo-Hoos. I'll give you the real chocolate surprise.
Yeah.
You know fucking Yoo-Hoo doesn't gotta have to be stored cold?
No, it's not even real milk.
No, it's the worst shit on the planet. It tastes like great. It's
like water.
Oh, it's junk. It's pure junk.
Yeah. Yep.
No, I fucked coworkers after the fact they were coworkers, but I've never fucked somebody while I was.
Whoa! That's ex coworkers then.
Right. It doesn't count. Not that I haven't tried, dude. Believe me, it's not for lack of trying, for sure. But it just never happened.
Which is probably a good thing.
If you're a coworker that I worked with and you wanted to fuck me, let me know. I'll fuck you now.
What?
I'm just putting it out there. It's a little personal ad.
Personal ad?
Yeah, Jack. It's part of the
Nobody's end game. Nobody's gonna play.
It's part of the end game.
It says end game. It is the end game.
Mm-hmm.
There is no end game.
Wait till they see my dick. Oh, shit.
That beer come? Like, or the relationship?
Yeah, probably. Like, it's over like
that. Wait till you see my dick.
And I'm out.
Wait till you see how quick I bust. Wait till you see how quick
I usually got a problem with that. I've had it a couple times, but there's usually people I didn't want to stay fucking. No. I came quick on girls I didn't want to keep fucking.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, all right, let's just get this over with. Because I know that post-nut clarity is coming, and I would be like, what the fuck did you just do?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You've never had the post-nut clarity?
Nope. I always, 100%.
Cuddle and hold them and talk
no,
about
not
their feelings.
Uh-uh. Nope. Completely satisfied them to the point where they would roll over. I'm so exhausted.
Doing
my job.
Oh my god, you're such a feminist.
The best that I possibly
could. Such a feminist.
It takes a long time. Have you seen me? Have you smelled me? Good god, I'm a hard one to look at. Let alone fucking deal with. Jeez, get me in the sack, dude. I'm exhausted at the end.
I lied. There's one person I busted early, and I was too excited to fuck her.
Who was it?
Don't matter who it was. She knows who she is if she listens.
One time.
I fucked her multiple times before, but I had fucked her in a long time, and I really wanted to fuck her. When I fucked her, I fucking came too quickly.
How many more times can you say fuck in the same sentence?
How many more times can you say coworker when you were saying that story? You said coworker like 30 times.
My coworker said that
too.
Oh,
God, you're a coworker.
My coworker said that though.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
The same exact thing.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just telling coworker stories.
I wish I could fucking bust a nut like that when, like, beaten off. Every so once in a while.
There's some things I can't bust a nut with a beat off at all. Huh? Yeah. I don't even try to do it anymore. Like, I'd rather just have sex.
Oh, so you save yourself.
Yeah. Feels way better.
Does it?
Fuck yeah. The fuck? Dude, my dick The nerve endings are dying. I can't waste that shit on jerking off anymore.
You're diabetic. Full on.
Probably.
Well, what a great way to go, though. I mean, that's design.
What, be jerking off like that?
No, yeah, obviously, like, horrible fucking body things going on inside of you.
Yeah.
So, let's not make him reproduce. Let's just kill his dick.
Yeah, right.
What's a great... no fucking, great. No reproduction. It's great. It's a great idea. Right. Also, let's fuck with his mind a little bit. Where it's like, dude, I'll just pump her, and then...
Oh, they hate it. Girls hate it.
What?
Girls absolutely hate that shit. They think... Like, because they deal with somebody that's quick pump with the McDump, and they're like, oh, I want to grab
a... Quick pump McDump. Jesus Christ.
And like...
Or the jackrabbit.
Yeah, and it's like, then they deal with me, and it's like, oh, you fucked my brains out.
My buddy was, dude, she was talking about that, like, yeah, you get the jackrabbiters, where it's like, yeah, she's like, nah, I don't feel anything. It's like,
yeah, you fuck them dumb and stupid. Yeah.
Thanks for nothing.
Roberto used to do that shit.
Huh?
Roberto used to do that shit. He was like a pounder. He just... This is like a jackhammer. I was like, dude, I was like, I don't know, 20 minutes.
No, not like a 20 jackhammer.
Minutes of just somebody just, do.
Oh, like, so fast. No, apparently, like, I don't know, my chick buddy there, she's like, I don't, it's like nothing. I don't,
it's nothing. It doesn't do anything. Yeah. It's got its moment when you got to. You don't get to that point, but even then, it doesn't start like that for a while. It's just like, even your fucking dick goes numb, I feel like.
I wouldn't know. I'm not good at sex. So, I've been trying for a long time. Been practicing, and it just doesn't work.
I got lucky.
I got lucky.
I got an older woman.
I got a...
Who was a hoe.
Huh?
I got an older woman that was a hoe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Older?
Yeah, she told me I sucked in bed. First time she fucked me, and then she was like, don't worry, I'll make you better.
Oh. Showed you the ropes.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm like champion pussy eater. I'll put Pepsi challenge on anybody.
Pepsi?
Yeah, you know, you remember the Pepsi challenge?
Is it Coke or Pepsi?
Yeah, I don't know, which one's better or whatever.
I prefer Pepsi.
I don't like Pepsi, I like Coca-Cola. But I'll do the Pepsi challenge on it.
Wait. Good lesbian, conversation. Wait. If I go to McDonald's, which I rarely do.
You love McDonald's.
I do. Anybody that says that they don't like McDonald's, that fucking food is delicious.
Yeah.
Fast food is fucking delicious.
Not all fast food, but that place is, specifically. Wendy's and them are like two of the best.
Oh, dude, Wendy's.
Wendy's is tits.
It's fucking fantastic. They fucked their fries up.
No, their fries are terrible, but their fucking burgers
are the... They used to be fantastic. I hated them.
They taste like metal back in the day.
Nah. They're
terrible.
Give me the fucking fries.
Of
old, fries.
Echelon, of upper echelon of fries has always been McDonald's. McDonald's has the best fries, period. There's no way they'll ever beat them. No way they'll ever make better fries than them. They make the best fucking fries. I've literally not had a fry yet. To this day, there's better fry than them.
Yeah, they do make good french fries.
Even when they switched to vegetable oil, it was still better than anybody else's fries.
Yeah.
But
I like the cut from Culver's.
But the best fries on this planet, 100%, are the best.
Crinkle cut from the Culver's. Like that dude.
They're not bad. Fresh out the crinkle, fucking... crinkle cut? Yeah.
Crinkle.
Crinkle cut. Crinkle cut. You're saying crinkle cut.
I don't know exactly what they're called.
Crinkle.
I just tried to slur along so I sound intelligent.
All right. So, crinkle cut fries from Culver's.
Crinkle?
Crinkle.
Spell it.
C-R-I-N-K.
Crinkle. Okay, crinkle. That's what I said.
Crinkle.
Well, I don't know. Crinkle?
Whatever. It doesn't matter. Just go
ahead. I don't know what they...
The crinkle cut fries are good, yes. They're not bad.
From Culver's.
They're not McDonald's fries.
Yeah, true.
McDonald's doesn't make the best burgers. They're not bad.
I know, man.
They're okay. Wendy's burgers are by far better.
Yeah.
A&W's burgers are better.
Yeah.
But the fry game, 100% goes to McDonald's, man. Every time.
Well, man, you fat.
Yeah, my parents love McDonald's. I was eating that shit growing up all the time.
I remember my dad fucking coming home, like, angry as shit. Like, I was like, can we get something to eat? Can we go to McDonald's? Like, we used to fucking drive through the place a lot. Right off Douglas.
That place constantly fucked your order up.
Huh?
They constantly fucked your order up.
Yeah.
But you constantly went back.
They got down to a science now.
But you constantly go back.
Huh? Yeah, exactly. It's like...
Taco Bell is always the place that fucks your order up for the better.
I will not eat Taco Bell.
Taco Bell would always, like, give you more food than you ordered.
Ugh.
That was the only place I've ever been to. They fucked your order up for the better.
You know, it's like, kind of sucks.
Like, I missed this burrito, but they gave me, like, 10 tacos.
There was a guy, a whole bunch of people, guys, always. It was always guys that fucking worked at McDonald's that, you'd go through the drive-thru, and it's like, yeah, I know you. Okay. We're gonna fucking hook you up.
Norfy worked there for a long time.
Yeah.
Norfy would hook it up.
There's a guy, I'm not gonna say his name, but good God.
Tim Prunum used to do it, too.
Fucking, dude, just take shit and just slam it into the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. And just drive away. It's like, I want one cheeseburger. You do your normal order, but then, like, you come home and it's like, oh, there's a whole bunch more of food here.
With a bag of weed. I remember buying weed out the drive-thru at fucking McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah. They kind of cut back on that shit.
They should have. Shouldn't have. That's a good thing. But yeah, no, a friend of mine.
I bought weed through fucking Taco Bell.
I never got weed through Taco Bell.
I had a buddy that worked there who was like, yeah, with extra lettuce, please.
Mm.
And extra lettuce was like, yeah.
That's the one, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because nobody
ate the guy was working at the fucking... He did the...
The drive-thru, yeah.
Yeah. So I was talking to him, and he was like, oh, well, how much extra lettuce? Like, I don't know, fucking, you know... 10 tacos, you know, air quotes and shit, like 10 tacos worth. It's like, yeah, dude, you get fucking weed and...
You got your munchie game laced. You're good.
Dude.
You're good.
It was fucking fantastic.
It was great, yeah. I had, McDonald's. I had a friend whose family owned Pinocchio's.
Oh, good God.
Pinocchio's is probably the best fucking burger to this day, root beer and burger I've ever had. And we'd bring him a bag of weed, and he'd be like, what do you want? I'm like, burgers? And he'd give you, like, a satchel. Like, a fucking paper bag to the top filled with cheeseburgers. And nice. I told him one time I wanted mozzarella sticks. He gave me, literally, the entire bag was full of mozzarella sticks.
I want to get a adult onesie.
For what?
It would be covered in Pinocchio's face with his nose right at my crotch.
Oh, that was predictable. Like the end game. Predictable like the end game.
That's predictable. Okay. God damn it. You're already ruining the end game.
Yeah, it's predictable. What's the end game, Jack?
I just want a onesie.
With Pinocchio's nose is your dick. Wah, wah, wah. Tell a lie, Jack.
I just want to walk around with my dick flopping out.
I don't think you can do that. You have a child that lives with you.
I think if I camouflaged it... Okay, all right.
How would you camouflage it?
If I took a picture of my dick and put it all over a onesie and walked around with it, they wouldn't know which one's the real dick. Bam. Nailed it. I fucking nailed
design
it.
Design is not your forte.
Absolutely,
dude. Design is not your
nobody
forte.
Nobody would fucking know. Design they would be like, your forte. Which one is the real one? It's like a Where's Waldo kind of thing. Mm-hmm. If I had my fucking flaccid penis just printed all over my my onesie, right? It's like, where is it? I mean, obviously, it's going to be somewhere in my crotch area, but...
This podcast just started over.
Oh.
It's at 11 seconds.
Oh, all right. Well, that's a good ending point.
Oh, Jesus.
That's, yeah, all right. Alright, well, either way.
End game spoilers, that's what it should be called.
Hopefully, you guys listened. Thanks, bye.